Welcome to the World Cup Report Alicante, podcast covering the Blood Bowl World Cup held in Alicante, Spain in September 2023, with your hosts, Drew and Steve. Welcome to Episode 8 of the World Cup Report, Alicante. This is Steve, a.k.a. Kilowagi. With me, as always, would be Drew, but he is actually busy with real-life stuff and parents and work and all that stuff. So we are graced by another one-third of the Three Die Block podcast. That would be Tim, the Blood Bowl God. How's it going, Tim?
Hey, Steve. good. I know I'm not that silky or that smooth, but I'll do my best.
I wouldn't know either, thankfully. Do you still get called the Blood Bowl God over there? Has that been like
a
real dated
thing?
That
was a Pauly thing. People remember him. So,
oh, wow. It's been a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah. It's been like 12 years or more.
Jeez. You get so used to people having nicknames and stuff.
It's true. Yep.
But we appreciate you stepping in. And, you know, I think we had you on last time for episode or two, didn't we?
Yeah. Yep.
And, you know, you've been behind the scenes. You love to go through the information. And you went through all the, what was it, the Euro Open rosters and looked at them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Euro Bowl and Euro Open.
Yeah. So you're big on that, which is good because I'm not, you know, half the reason you're here, because otherwise, right. You know, what am I going to talk about? I don't have anything. But you're much more into the theory crafting than I am, and that's why we have you here. Oh,
yeah,
and
no, happy to help out.
You're on the squad.
And I'm on the squad this time, so big exciting news, yeah.
Yeah. I think we really got to knock out some of these episodes and try to get like a squad themed episode or two in. You know, last time we had a lot of time to kill, so we had a lot of filler episodes, and this time not so much.
Which
is unfortunate. But with that being said, what team are we going to be talking about today?
Right. So today I think we're getting to the Chaos Renegades after the third Chaos team in the row and kind of the most exciting for me.
I've been playing them a lot on Blood Bowl 3, and I've been enjoying them.
Yeah, yep.
So, let's see. Chaos Renegades, they are Tier 4. So, We've got three options. Either A, 8 primary skills and a secondary skill. B, 6 primary skills and 2 secondary skills. And then C, 6 primary skills and access to 1 star player.
For sure.
With that being said, what is your take on the roster?
Yeah, so for me, I think this is a team being Tier 4. You could do a star player build because you'd still have some legitimate skills, even one of the better stars, like maybe Hack Phlegm or something.
Yeah.
But I did a standard roster with just the regular players, and I went with option B because I feel like you really want to get some of those secondary skills on the big guys.
Oh, for sure, yeah. I guess that begs the question, which big guys, though?
Yes, yeah, I feel like that's one of the biggest questions for the team, is which big guys now that they have a choice. For me, I feel like I want the Ogre and the Troll, because I like those kind of tougher guys to get in the way and maybe stay on the pitch more reliably.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just kind of a pick between the Minotaur and the Rad Ogre, for me personally, and The reliability of Animal Savagery means I'd pick the Rad Ogre myself, even though the Minotaur is kind of better once he gets going.
Yeah, I can see that. And then, you know, I assume with this team, there's no reason not to take every positional.
It feels that way to me. I mean, there's an argument, I guess, to not take the Skaven, but I'd want the Goblin because he's both cheaper and sort of good at moving around, and you can throw him with two big guys who can do that.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely want the Dark Elf, of course. He's great. And the Orc's so tough, I feel like I would want him instead of a regular lineman for one guy.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's really all the Orc does is just sit on the line and get hit.
Yeah, right. Like, if I'm in a league, I'm looking for, like, foul appearance on a guy like that just so he gets punched better. But
you say that, like, I've played, God, I'm trying to think how many games I've actually played on Blood Bowl 3 with this team. It's got to be 20 or so.
Hmm.
He has 2 star player points.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I believe it.
Like, he doesn't get anything ever. So
yeah,
like,
they don't give out points for getting punched.
No, and it really, like, in this build, he just kind of sits there and takes hits. Yep. So right. You don't even worry about it.
Yep. But the Skaven, having that seven mover makes a big difference. You know, it's he's better on defense. It makes two turn scores easier. It makes one turn scores without the throw much more possible, even though they're still hard. So I like having him.
And then the thrower?
I feel like you could take or leave the thrower. I have him on the roster that I wrote up, but I feel like you could easily go a different way instead of having him just to, I mean, really the only reason I would take him is so that I could pick leader.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. So, if I'm looking at the right roster, we're looking at a total of 13 players and two rerolls.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. Yep. You want me to run down it?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. So for my big guys, I have the ogre and I took block on him as one of my doubles. I went with another block on the rat ogre and then guard on the troll. Dodge Dark Elf, I think, is pretty much a sure thing for me anyway. I would want that. A goblin with no skills, orc with no skills. I did wrestle on the Skaven because he's a little more mobile. And then leader thrower and two block linemen. And then filled out with blank linemen.
Yeah.
Two rerolls and the apothecary and a coach.
So apothecary instead of another lineman.
Yeah. But I feel like with the three big guys, you know, even a KO on one of those, it's worth having it, I think. Then if I only had 12 players, I might not do it, but 13, you can foul pretty easy. And
yeah, I was going to say, like, do you really use it just for KOs at that point, most likely?
Oh, yeah. Okay. The first thing that happens, I would use it, basically, on anybody, probably.
Oh, yeah, I don't blame you there. And like you said, with Skaven, you know, all day with wrestle. Because that extra movement, being able to get around and getting to the player, that just is so nice.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you got to have something like that if you're not going to fit tackle in, which is hard to do if you don't have built-in block. I like having wrestle guys.
And let's see. We mentioned stars. Mm-hmm. I know we're going to see this team with Borak out there, right?
Yes, for sure. And you can fit him pretty easy if you drop one of the big guys and the thrower and the apothecary. You got pretty much enough money. So.
Yeah. And I don't think it's a bad build. I mean, he's a great player. He's more reliable than a big guy, typically.
Definitely. And the sneaky get dirty player 2+ is awesome.
Yeah, that's just...
it's risky, but so good.
You can't take a bribe because of
that. That's the thing. Yeah. You're not tempted to take a bribe because you're not allowed.
Yeah. I was like, you can't take rerolls because of the... I'm like, no, that's not rerolls. Yeah. I honestly would rather... See, that's the weird thing to me about this one. Is like, if I was going up against a team, I would rather they had Borak than the other big guy. But taking it, I'd rather take the other big guy.
Yeah, sure.
I guess that is the same thing, because I want them to have the lesser team, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think Hackflim would be really good with these guys, too. You just have so few skills at that point, it's the problem, but he really like brings stuff to the table they can't do otherwise.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that at all. Now...
Like, you know, like get killed in one hit.
Jeez. I've been there at tournaments. Like, you put everything into one big guy and then gone. It's like, I don't want to play the rest of the game.
Yeah, yeah.
Now,
and there's some other cool things I feel like you could do, like maybe Juggernaut the Rat Ogre and only take one doubles and fit in something else, like maybe Sneaky get the Goblin or something.
Yeah, that's fun, what I was thinking, because, I mean, there really is a lot of ways to go. Mm-hmm. But this is probably the better, more controlled way to go, because you get the blocks.
And if you lose the thrower, you could fit in the three most expensive big guys too. So you could have Rat Ogre and Minotaur and the Ogre. I mean, lose the Troll. I mean, you could have Rat Ogre, Minotaur, and Troll, and have the four three most expensive ones. Just
that's the way I play, because I like control, I like to have the big blitzing pieces. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, like I said, I'm only mentioning this because I've been playing it a lot on BB3. Having the Rat Ogre and having the Minotaur, they're both my blitz pieces, and I can't blitz with both of them. So one just kind of gets lost in the shuffle, and I try to keep them on each side so I can, you know, control the pitch however I want. But yeah, I think the most likely the troll's the better way to go.
He's just so cheap. I mean, he's kind of the least reliable big guy, but
yeah,
it's so affordable. And the projectile vomit's something not to forget about. It comes up sometimes, certainly.
comes up. Ba-dum-bum.
I definitely did that on purpose.
But yeah, I mean, he's cheap, but you got to put someone by him. So typically that's the goblin. So you kind of add that cost in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a liability because if I go up against somebody with him, I try to get the people away from him. And then he, you know, stupids out and he's worthless.
Yeah. And that's why I went guard with him instead of one of the hitting skills, just because it leaves you a little more free to just not even roll with him sometimes.
Yeah. That's usually the best play with him, is just not bother.
Yeah, sure.
Just have him be there, be annoying.
Yep.
Now, no mutations.
Yeah. I mean, there's some you could take. Like, I think it would be cool to maybe do a secondary skill on the Dark Elf that's a mutation instead of one of your doubles. You know,
yeah.
Two heads or horns or something big fun like that.
Yeah.
Or I just... It's hard for me to have, like, just a guy with two heads or just a guy with a claw or something and nothing else.
Yeah.
If the big guy's got mutations on normals, then it'd be a lot more interesting. You know, maybe you do some tentacles or something. But
yeah, that'd be fun.
With it being doubles on this team, I'd just rather be block or even pro, probably.
Mm-hmm. No, it's all about being defensive and not falling down and getting hurt.
Yeah, I didn't build this roster for fun, you know.
You built it to win.
It's not what I wouldn't play this in like a normal tournament, but it's the World Cup, you know.
Yeah, of course.
You have to at least look like you're putting in an effort, right?
I mean, you know, according to some people, according to a lot of other people, no. You can just do whatever you want.
I think with the new like rules they put out for tournament pack stuff, you know, the GW ones. There's six teams they say are stunty now, so it could be a whole team.
Yeah, that's true. I would I would pay money to go up against a stunty squad first round.
All stunty squad, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they just have all the big stars and demolishers.
Right, and beat you. That's right.
That's my worry. I don't want to see stars. So we have been ranking teams out of 5 stars, one being the worst, 5 being the best. Where would you put this team overall?
I mean, really, I feel like they're in the 3 to 3.5 range. They seem like a takeable roster to me, something that if it's on our squad, I wouldn't be upset about. And you just get so many skills at them being tier 4 that, like, say this versus regular Chaos Chosen or something, it's not even close in my mind.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I think the skills are really what drives it. So if we gave Chaos Chosen a 3, you'd think this one 3.5?
That's what it'd be for me.
Okay. Yeah. I'm still undecided about this team. I'm with you. I really love this team. It's the one I've been playing the most. It's a lot of fun. And I think it has the ability to be controlling. And you do get a lot of skills. But it's a lot of just not optimized. And you have to hope that the dice are with you.
Yeah, they're definitely that kind of team where you can't, I mean, they're prone to like total failure turns sometimes that can just cost you matches.
Yeah, so like you could easily just one turn be like, oh, I got 3 dice with my ogre. I'm going to go hit there first because that's safe, 3 skulls.
Yeah.
Okay, well, not so safe.
Right.
So based on that, I think I just got to give them a 3. Just, you know, again, I think fun-wise, they'd be a 4, 4.5, but actual viability, mid-road. Overall, out of 9 games, taking your roster, which, again, I agree with. I don't have any issues with that. I think it's the right way to go. Out of 9 games, I would say I'd be happy to get 3 wins.
I'd agree. 3 is about what I would hope for, and then just try and keep the rest of those games as more draws and hardly any losses, hopefully.
Yeah. I think you'd see a lot of ties, I'm hoping.
Yeah.
It might just be 1-1 or 0-0, but, you know, you did make a good point, though. You got that goblin, you got 2 people who can throw him, you got a Skaven. If you know how to do one-turn touchdowns, you've got chances to pull out a tie or, you know, really pull out a win if you get lucky, but...
Yeah, and with multiple rerolls a turn, it's a lot easier to one turn than in the last rule set.
That's for sure.
Still hard, but a lot easier.
Yeah, that whole, they used a reroll this turn. Now they can't use a reroll again. Like, no, they still have three more sitting there, so they're going
right.
to still do whatever they want.
Yeah.
So for our bet for this round, we have better win percentage than Chaos Chosen or Khorne. So would they have a better win percentage than Chaos Chosen or Khorne?
And so I get a pick.
You get a pick first.
If I'm wrong, then it's Drew's problem.
Yes, it's all Drew's fault.
Yeah. Right, perfect.
I mean, we can put like a little asterisk next to it, but it's going to be on his.
So that he knows to have a grudge with me if I'm wrong. Yeah, I would say yes.
Yeah.
Better win percentage for these guys.
I think Chaos Chosen... I'm glad I'm getting no because you took yes. I'm good with that because I think the Chaos Chosen is going to be taken by players who really know how to control them. Maybe not even taking the Minotaur. Just really, getting their percentage up to where they're not losing. They might win one or two games, but they're tying the rest, so their percentage is going to look good.
Sure.
Hoping.
And I could see, like, with the coach who's amazing with Frenzy, Khorne being the best of these teams. But for most people, even like average to good coaches,
yeah.
I feel like these guys are better. I mean, you'd have to be very specifically good with that kind of team for Khorne to be the best.
And I'm sure there are those people out there. They have probably played Khorne 1,000 times on Fumble.
Right.
Or for the last 3 years on Tabletop in tournaments that they go to every weekend. We are not those people.
Right.
So
they're both tier 3 teams. So, I mean...
Yeah.
These guys have a little bit of an advantage over both of them in skills.
But they are a tier lower for a reason, so...
Yeah, yes. Sure. Fair.
You take out one of the big guys and they just bonehead or get stupid, then you're not doing a whole lot.
Yeah.
I know one
Dark
thing.
Elf does have passing three, so he's like the best Dark Elf.
Yeah. Man, stupid passing.
I doubt that'll come up.
You say that. But there are times when you have to.
The World Cup's big enough, it'll matter. At least once.
I'm not going to have a chance to repeat my third best most touchdowns, though. Because there's no way I'm going to...
Not likely.
Like, Pro Elves just got... Or Elf Union got so gutted by the change of passing and no Jordell.
Mm.
It's just like, that's not even the same team.
And the move for Elf Union and High Elves from Tier 4 to Tier 2 is a huge change.
Yes,
from
it is.
The Euro Bowl rules.
Oh, that was from the Euro Bowl, even?
Yeah, they were tier 4 in that.
Oh, wow. We might have to talk about that later on. Because, yeah, that's a big difference.
Yeah, huge difference.
They must justify it for some reason. I know a lot of people took High Elves.
They were extremely popular.
Did they do well, though?
I think Elf Union might have been tier 3 at Euro Bowl. I might be wrong. But they definitely moved up to tier 2.
Hmm. Okay, well, trying to remember if there's anything else we do. I think that's all for the episode.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to talk about for Chaos Renegades?
Oh, man.
I mean, you're welcome
if you have, like, Lorenzo Lamas in your heart, this is the team to bring.
Wow. Nice 80s reference, Renegade.
Hey, that's 90s, man.
Is it 90s?
I'm not that old. Yeah.
God.
Like, 92.
Okay, sir. I have this weird thing where, like, anything 92, 93, and earlier,
yeah.
I just put into the 80s.
Yep.
I don't know why that is. It's like 90s to me started at 93, 94.
I totally agree.
But, all right, well, obviously we're ranting and rambling, so...
well, that's why you brought me on, Steve.
Absolutely. And we appreciate you being on here. We're trying to keep the schedule going. I didn't ask Drew to not... do this. He was like, I'm going to be busy. We need to get episodes out. Tim wants to help. Would you be cool with it? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. So we'll probably have you for sure next episode and maybe in the future.
Yeah. No, I'd come back anytime.
Okay. We're happy to have you and we will see you guys next week.
Ciao.
Thank you for listening to World Cup Report Alicante. A joint podcast between 3Die Block and Both Down. For more information, check out World Cup Report Blood Bowl on Facebook, WC Report BB on Twitter, or email us at worldcupreportbb@gmail.com.